Second parak of Yevamos Mishnah Aleph. In the previous parak we mentioned that there's a candle called Eishes Ochiv Shaloi Hoya Boilomo, which means that there was a couple, the husband died without, they didn't have any children, and he had a brother, so the brother's supposed to do Yibam. If another brother was born after the death of this person, so that brother that was not alive at the time of the death of his brother could not be Miyabim, his brother's wife. He had to be alive at the time of the death of his brother. Shnei achim, umeis echad mehem. One of the brothers died. Noilulam ach, after the death of one of the brothers, a third brother was born. And now we have two live brothers and the Yevama, the wife. Achakach yivam ashein es eishach ochiv. And then afterwards, the brother that was alive at the time of the death of his brother did the yivam. Umeis, and then the second brother died. So what's the situation in respect to the third brother? The third brother was alive at the time of the death of the second brother, but was not alive at the death of his first brother.
You say woman, you get...
Harishayna yaitis mishum eishes ochiv shalaya baylama. The first wife of this second brother is usher to the third brother because she fell to Yibun before this brother was born. Even though the second brother married in the interim, but the rule we learned before is a woman that becomes usher to a brother, she remains usher no matter how many times she gets married afterwards. Vishniya, the second wife of the second brother, Mishum Tsarasa, she's a co-wife of this woman who is Asura, Mishum Eishas Ocho Shaloi Balaman. Also by Maimar, if the second brother did only Maimar, which is Kedushin, which is not a Yibum, it's only Dindar Abonon, Umeis, and then the second brother died before he had a chance to be Miyabim, the wife of the first brother that died. Shniya choletzes v'loy misyabemes. The second wife can do chalitza, but not yibum. Why not yibum? Because once maimim was done, it's only the derabbanan, the considered co-wives, the considered tzaris. So since it's only derabbanan, midrabbanan, they're not allowed to do yibum. But they're still mechuyev to do the chalitza because midraisa is not considered married to the first brother's wife.